Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Praise God. Thank you for joining me, beloved. Well, with the Lord's help, we will conclude the message on Remember Me. We were talking and have been talking this week about the institution, the sacrament of the Lord's table or Holy Communion, which Jesus instituted the very night that he was with his disciples before he went to the Garden of Gethsemane and before he was arrested by the guards and taken to be tried in that Herod and Pilate, and we know the story. But that's why this was his last time alone with them in fellowship, and he wanted them to remember. He wanted to give them something natural. You know, we are physical beings, and so that was one of the points I wanted to share, the significance of Holy Communion, because it shows the sacredness of our daily lives. Jesus used something very simple. He spoke profound spiritual truths, but he used bread and wine. He used common elements that were available even to the poorest of people during that time. And he wanted people to understand, not being so erudite and scholarly that the common people who weren't trained or educated couldn't understand, but he used simple things and explained the gospel in a way that even a child would not err in that. In fact, he said, unless you receive the kingdom of God as a little child, you will in no wise enter. And so what we are to do and understand is that God has given us a beautiful picture of fellowship with us. Perhaps one of the greatest ways we fellowship is around a meal. Isn't that true? It's, you know, after church, people like to go out and have fellowship, and it's just a very natural way. You invite people over for dinner, they invite you. It's a time of fellowship that is spent intimately with friends. And so this table of remembrance we're sharing, it was possibly after 9 p.m. It was after the Passover meal, after Jesus had washed their feet. And he wanted to comfort them and give them something tangible that would strengthen them after he left. He knew what they were going to experience. He knew they would all, in fear, run from him. And his disciples would need a special spiritual meeting place with him. And that's true for us, because the hour is drawing closer and closer when he will return to be with us. But with them, he was going to leave them. He was going to return to his Father and to glory. And so this he established as a meeting place, the Lord's Supper, the table of the Lord. He took the remains of the Passover meal, two simple elements of bread and wine, to which he now gives new meaning as symbols. They represent his presence and also what is soon to take place on Calvary for his disciples and for all believers, that precious blood that was shed at Calvary, which washes our soul from sin. I mean, there's nothing but the blood of Jesus, amen, that old hymn we used to sing, praise God. And remember those words of the saints of Revelation, they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. So these simple symbols, the bread and the fruit of the vine, represent Jesus' sacrifice. It's the blood of the new covenant. It's a marvelous new agreement Remember the old covenant that was established by the Lord with the children of Israel? That was the law, and it was impossible for anyone to fulfill it perfectly. And so, you know, there was no change in the elements. They were still bread and the fruit of the vine. But as they partook of those elements, and as we also, we would be reminded that the matter of sin, praise God, had been dealt with forever. It's a meeting place. Isn't that a wonderful way to look at it? And they could come as often as they would. It was a place of rich fellowship with Jesus. And perhaps the Lord's heart was warmed, knowing what was in front of him, as he prophetically looked down through the centuries to see how many would come to his table to remember him until his return. That's very touching, isn't it? It was an encouragement to him, because he knew as he set this up, countless other believers through the ages, through the centuries, would remember Jesus and the sacrifice he paid for us. It represents really this table of the Lord, the communion of the saints. Jesus is joined in fellowship, or in koinonia, the Greek word, with other believers. We're just not individuals. We are a community united before God. It's not just the present company he was addressing, but we are joining with all the faithful in heaven and earth. Christ's body is one. He's very clear about that. He just has one body, and he's the head. And we join in the perpetual chorus of praise offered by all the company of heaven, as well as the saints of all ages. Since he is king of all creation, his children in all creation can be one at this particular moment. And I'd like to share a beautiful prophetic word that was given by a sister at my husband, Brother Glass's memorial service. He passed away November 3rd, 1997. And this is what was shared. This is what the Lord said. Do you feel that the veil is very thick that separates you from those who have gone before? Do not think so, because that veil is very thin, and those who have gone on over to the other side are still very near you. Have they not only been buried so that new life might come forth? And as they are on the other side, rejoicing and worshiping me, so you also are rejoicing and worshiping me, for my family is one family and not two, for you are all together as one. This veil is very thin, and you and I and they are together. I am there over you all and in you all, for I am the Lord of all. I am the beginning and the ending, and there is no other, says the Lord. Praise God. And if you remember in Matthew, it was the 22nd chapter, the Sadducees were tempting him and testing him, and they didn't believe in the resurrection, and they gave him this rather unusual scenario of seven brethren who took the same wife. Each one of them died. And so they ask, all right, Jesus, whose wife is she going to be in heaven? Because they all had her as wife. And what was Jesus' response? He said, you err in not knowing the scripture or the power of God. Remember, God spoke, I am the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob. He's a God of the living, hallelujah, and not of the dead. Praise God. Well, I pray that that has helped you to have a little greater appreciation for the Lord's table. And in the few moments that remain, I'd like to share, as promised, a few testimonies. And as I mentioned, there are a number of inmates that write. This one is from, he was somewhere in the Bay Area. I don't have his actual city, but he said, thank you for everything you do, sis, because your actions always prove the love of God is real to people like me. And then a sister writing from Oakland, "Dear Pastor Judith, thank you for your prayers, also for the very encouraging cards. The prophetic words gave me new hope in my struggles. Your nightly broadcasts are very moving and uplifting. I've been so blessed, and I'm telling others about it. May God give you victory in all things and supply every need is my prayer. I love you." A longtime sister, long part-time partner writing from Oakland. And another sister, yes, writing from Hoopa, the Hoopa Reservation. "Dear Sister Judith, praise the Lord. I've been prospering in COVID. God is so good. I paid my home off. My car was financed with a certain amount down and never had to do a down payment. Praise God. Praise the Lord." And this is from a sister writing from San Jose. "Dear sister, thank you for the nice card. The Lord has given me so much strength, and your teaching correspondence has taught me and helped me to keep up my faith and to stay strong. I've learned so much through your spiritual words. They show and reflect your closeness to the Lord." All right, and a brother writing from Fresno, "I know that I can anticipate the blessing and promises of the Lord to the extent that I follow His word. Reviewing your letters and reading the scripture references help keep me on track." And then a sister writing from San Francisco, "I hope that you are well. Your letters are so encouraging. We must remember to keep our eyes on the prize, eternity with our dear Lord and Savior. What a blessing to think about the benefits in overcoming the present situation. And your letters encourage us to persevere." And she puts a P.S. "I hope someone is attending my white horse." Praise the Lord. Okay, and then let's see. Well, maybe time for one more. A brother writing from Burlingame. "I just wanted to drop you a note to thank you for all your hard work for the kingdom. We appreciate all you do in Jesus' name. Being on the front lines is very hard work and can at times feel like a thankless job. Know you are loved and by many and loved by many, and we acknowledge your kindness, love, and prayers for all in His kingdom. In this chaotic world, your letters are a sense of hope, a ray of light in the darkness of this rapidly declining world. Amen." Well, I love you, dear ones. The announcer will give our contact information. And until next week, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.